Continuing the Mike Gallagher show, it's no mystery that we've had on a number of Republican presidential candidates. This week alone, we've spoken to Jeb Bush, Chris Christie, Rick Perry, just in the last few days. Now, we've been trying diligently to get Donald Trump on the show. Of course, he's in demand. I mean, he's everywhere. Went to the Mexican border yesterday with the U.S. He's traveling around the country. He's sitting down with Fox News, CNN. My producer Lance Anderson is trying very hard to get him. This may or may not be the real Donald Trump on our guest line. Let's say hello to, again, it may or may not be the actual Donald Trump. Mr. Trump, are you there?
Yes, hello, Greta. How are you, Greta?
Mike, it's Mike, Mr.
You know,
Trump.
You know what? I'm just going to be honest with you, Greta, and I have to tell you something.
Yes.
The way this media, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Yes.
I mean, really and truly, my polls are through the roof. I mean, people love me. They love what I'm talking about. They love to watch me on TV. They love my websites.
Yes.
They buy things off my websites.
Yes.
They watch me on television. They download my image. They want to vote for me in primaries. I mean, really, the people really love me. And I tell you, the people who really don't get it are numbskulls like you who really don't get it.
Well, well, I haven't said anything.
I've tried to show you the light, Greta, but I'm afraid it's too late.
Now, Mr. Trump, let's talk a little bit about your visit to the U.S.-Mexican border. I mean, you were.
Well, I went to the border. Let me tell you, Martha, I went to the border. Because, you know, to be honest with you, they're killing us there.
I mean,
they're raping us, they're murdering us, they're hitting us with sledgehammers.
Who's they?
I think you comprende who it is. They're hitting us with sledgehammers. Look, the Mexican people at the border are killing us, okay? You know it, I know it, everybody knows it.
Okay.
They are rapists, they are drug dealers, they are hitting us with sledgehammers when we're not looking. They are throwing rocks at us, and they are stealing from us. They're making funny faces
at us. This doesn't seem helpful,
Mr.
Trump.
Hold on, Martha, please, Martha.
I'm sorry.
I was at the border just yesterday, and I was walking the border with Governor Rick Perry, who's trying to wear eyeglasses so he doesn't look like a dum-dum, so he looks smart. He's wearing eyeglasses, and
glasses.
A Mexican person made a funny face at me. You know, they put their hands up over their ears, and tried to make a funny face and stuck their tongue out at me. You know, but I'm bigger and better than that, Martha. Look, I'm worth $9 billion.
Well, Mr. Trump, I was going to say that to you, though.
If you think Tico sticking his tongue out at me is going to upset me, I'm worth $9 billion, Tico.
Yeah, but your financial disclosures reveal that you're still worth a lot. I mean, over $1 billion, but it's not quite the $10 billion that
The numbers are extraordinary, Othell. I'm not going to argue with you. You know, time and time again about how much I have and how much I don't have.
No, I don't want
to. Suffice to say, Bill, I have a lot more than you do. Okay.
Well, there's no question.
I've got $9 billion. I mean, I'm sitting here arguing. I own the Morton Steakhouse, and I'm arguing with the manager of McDonald's. Why am I even doing this? I'm the biggest, best thing on television since Ed Sullivan.
Yes.
I have the highest ratings. My show is bigger than Friends, bigger than E.T. I'm better than Spielberg. People want to vote for me. And I mean, really, it's unbelievable.
I'm not sure if this is the real Donald Trump or not, but we think we're talking to Donald Trump here on the Mike Gallagher Show. Let's talk about your foreign policy. What are we going to do about ISIS? What do we do about terrorism?
Okay, let's do it, Shep.
Yeah.
Because, to be honest with you, we have a real problem on our hands here. We really do. We really have a real problem.
Yes.
A real, real problem on our hands. And I think you understand that, Shepard.
Yes.
And here's how we don't...
We don't
fix the problem...
Yes.
By going and making deals with these people.
Right.
You know, these people can't think straight. It's got to be 212 degrees inside those turbines. They're not thinking clearly, these people. You know, they're all out of it. Half of them are rapists. They hit you with a sledgehammer the moment
there
you turn
we go.
Around.
Yes.
They'll make funny faces at you.
A lot of sledgehammers going around.
You know what, Tucker? Yes. You might not want to face that reality. But I live in the real world.
Yes. Now, here's the burning question, Mr. Trump. Will you run as an independent if you don't get the Republican nomination? Very important.
Look, okay, you're right. It is important. Yeah. It absolutely is important, yes. Greg. Yeah. And I love the whole Red Eye program. Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I've worked hard on it. Thank you very much.
I mean, I've seen your ratings. They're through the roof. You're unbelievable. You know, what do we do, look, about running third party? All I would say is be nice to Donald Trump. If you're a Republican, be nice. Don't make funny faces.
Yes.
Don't call me names.
Don't call you a cancer. Don't call you.
Right. Don't make fun of my hair because that's stupid. Right. I have $9 billion.
You have nice hair, though. You said that. You said your hair, you've nothing wrong with your hair. Right?
It's all real. I mean, quite frankly, let me be honest with you. It's your hair that we're all wondering about. Let's be honest.
I don't have what I used to have.
You know what? I don't want to fight with you, Greta, but yeah. I don't think I've seen an audience member jump from the audience and yank on that head of hair.
You have way more hair than I do.
Trust me, that'll go viral.
Mr. Trump, I know how very busy you are. I know you're flying around and you're going to the border and you're making your appeal to the American public. You've got to be very pleased with the kind of reception you've been getting from Americans.
Oh, I really am. I mean, it's really just unbelievable.
Yeah.
It really, really is.
And are you still suing Univision and NBC and all those folks?
Absolutely. I'm suing them all. By the way, I'm a very sexy man.
Yes.
Let's call it what it is.
I have
raw, unbridled sex appeal, and people know that. And when they see me, so when Donald Trump calls somebody sexy, I think I speak from a position of at least knowing what sexy is because I am so sexy myself.
I hope you'll come back and visit with us again. What an honor it is to have you on the Mike Gallagher Show, Mr. Trump.
It really, really, Martha, has been my pleasure.
May or may not have been the real Donald Trump joining us here on the Mike Gallagher
Show. You're unbelievable. Your ratings are through the roof. Yep. I've seen them. Congratulations.
Thank you too, Mr. Trump. Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
You're fired.
Fight the good fight each and every day. I'm Mike Gallagher. God bless America.